Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with Jim McGilvery. And he is on the board. He's the treasurer of the Chafer Theological Seminary here in Albuquerque. They're actually based at the Hoppentown Church, but most everything you do is online, equipping pastors. And we're going to talk to him about Chafer Seminary today because there's a lot of people that are interested in maybe going into ministry. They're interested in continuing their education. They're interested in going above and beyond, you know, just daily reading. So, Jim, thank you and welcome.
Well, thank you for having me here today, Jim.
Well, we got two Jims in studio, which would be real easy for everybody to remember, yeah, right?
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about Chafer, and I know it just is recent to Albuquerque, and what it exactly does it mean to have a seminary in this community?
Well, what it means is the opportunity to have education that contributes to the opportunity for men and women to improve their ministry to the church and
right.
others. And so I'd like to give you a little background about Chafer, if that's
yes.
appropriate at this time. Chafer was originally founded by George Meisinger. He recently just passed away in March. And originally met George in Minnesota. I'll have to tell you how that came about in a minute. But George, he graduated from Dallas Theological Seminary with a THM in the 60s. And then he went on to Western Seminary in Portland where he got his doctorate. And so in 1961, my wife Jody and I, we moved out to Southern California. Then in 1968, we moved to Minnesota, and in 1970, somebody talked us into visiting a small new church called Maranatha Bible Church in that area, and so we went, and we went on a Thursday night. He was teaching four times a week, an hour at a time, a very enthusiastic guy just out of seminary, and he would parse every Greek word or every Hebrew word. And pretty soon we realized this is something we really liked. So we started going to that church at all four services. And every time we went, I'd be writing notes just as fast as I could because there was so much content and it was so exciting. And little did I know that shortly after starting going to that church, I would lose my job, and that was in the 70s. And George had taught us a lot about claiming the promises and the testing of life. And, boy, I really needed it. I used to drive. I didn't have any job. I couldn't get a job. I ended up going out and selling insurance on straight commission. And I had the promises, these promises of God recorded on a little recorder. And I'd drive around in my car, you know, looking for a victim that I could sell something to.
Well, Jim, and you know yeah. this about KNKT. We have yeah. some outstanding Bible teachers
yes.
On throughout the day.
Yes, you do.
Especially in the morning hours, and some of those shows are repeated in the evening. But there's a diversity of Bible teaching here. You've got some mm-hmm. topical teachers and expository teachers. You have people like Skip Heitzig who will break down the Greek and the Hebrew. You have
right.
others that'll give historical, grammatical backgrounds of the context and what we're reading.
Mm-hmm.
So for the people like us who are, we've been in the business, we've been doing media stuff, do we have to want to be a pastor or something to come to Chafer and get enrolled in some classes, or is it pretty much for everybody?
Well, no. It would primarily be helpful to those who are gifted to be a pastor,
a teacher,
or it might be somebody that has the gift of exhortation.
Uh-huh.
But the key is for anybody that wants to teach or communicate the Word of God in a more effective, accurate way, the seminary courses are appropriate for them. And a little bit later, we'll talk about what's available for those who want to you know, to really pursue a degree and those who don't.
Well, I'm excited to hear about it. I know that there's some other people in town, and you're familiar with those. That I know that Calvary has had a school of ministry. Mm-hmm. They're tied to Veritas University, which provides some online courses. You guys are providing. So what I'm excited about is that the community of New Mexico is really has some great resources for people that want to be pastors and they want to learn and teach. A little bit of history, you may, and you, of course, are very familiar with Chuck Smith, who started the Calvary Chapel movement. Well, he started that church by meeting with a bunch of surfers, serving them pizza around a bonfire and talking about the Bible. And then you had people like Skip Heitzig and Greg Laurie and Greg Corson and all of these, mm-hmm. you know, very well-known Calvary Chapel pastors that went throughout the country. And I'm not aware that any of those pastors had any you know, Masters of Divinity degrees or any of those things. Now, at this time, after many, many years of growth in their churches, a lot of these pastors, like Skip Heitzig, he now has a PhD, mm-hmm. and Dr. Skip is still doing what he's always done, but now he's refined his knowledge and really had to, you have to show some real discipline to go through a seminary, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Tell us a little bit more about the background.
Well, Jody and I moved back to Albuquerque in 1975, and I met a guy here in Albuquerque, Glenn Riddle, who had been teaching classes for Albuquerque Bible College at that time, but also later for Schaefer Seminary. And the way Schaefer Seminary came here was one day Glenn and I were out running, I told Glenn that I had heard that George Meisinger wanted to relocate the seminary. And Glenn said, well, why don't you call George and see if he'll move it here? They were considering Houston, Dallas, and Colorado Springs. And so I called George, and I think as God would have it, the board of Schaefer Seminary made the decision to move to Albuquerque, and that was in 2007. And when they first came here, the classes were primarily classroom style. But we have evolved over to the distance learning style, although we will hold classes here if we have enough local demand to have a given class, we'll have them here. So
is online stuff now called distance learning?
Yes, that's what it's called, distance learning.
Well, all of this newfangled stuff, Jim, I don't know. I guess you can do everything you do in a classroom, and you can even interact with students online. But yeah. I've not had the pleasure of doing that yet.
Well, actually, I have. And, in fact, I'm taking a Greek class right now, or just finishing one. And in that class, we have a guy from Switzerland in the course at this time, and then there's other people from other parts of the country taking the course at the same time, and we can interact during the classes. So, and we had one class not too long ago where the teacher was in Guatemala. He was a Schaefer graduate. He teaches at a seminary down there.
Yeah.
And we had a student from the Ukraine on that class, as well as other parts of the country in the United States.
Jim McGillivray, I got to say that again.
McGillivray, how does
Gillivray, that? There we go. He is on the board of Schaefer Seminary here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and he's going to be with us talking about us here for the next couple of segments about what they offer and how you can get a theological degree at the seminary. So stay with us here on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
G'day to you, it's Joel and Luke here from the band for King Country with some thrilling news.
This fall, we'd like to personally invite you to Burn the Ships of the World Tour in Albuquerque, New Mexico on October 19th at Tingley Coliseum.
It's going to be quite a night of music and stories. It's just going to be you and us. We'll be taking the stage at the top of the show. And in honor of Burn the Ships, the production design will be inspired by the bow of a ship, making it the most elaborate but intimate night you've experienced with us yet.
And we'll also be playing more music than ever before. Every song from our latest album, as well as many of your favorites, such as Fix My Eyes and Priceless. Fix my eyes.
So we cannot wait to embark on this voyage with you.
Join us October 19th at Tingley Coliseum. Reserve your seats right now at FakinCountry.com.
Hi, and we're back with today's MoneyWise Minute with Rob West.
It's always good to know whether we're growing spiritually, and putting the needs of others first is a good measuring stick. First, look at your humility. Christ always assumed the lowliest position. He washed feet. He served others. He is our example. Next, self-denial. Be willing to say no to yourself, even if you deserve it, so that someone else or something else can take first place. Finally, how do you show love for others? The Bible says, consider others as more important than yourselves. Love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus says, to the extent you've shown love to others, you've shown love to me. All of these qualities can impact your finances, so be prepared and ask God to help you when you have the opportunity to serve Him.
You can learn more about saving, spending, and managing your money God's way when you check out our books and other resources at MoneyWise.org. MoneyWise.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect this afternoon. Jim McGillivray, he is in studio with us. He is the treasurer and on the board of directors for the Schaefer Theological Seminary here in Albuquerque. Wanted people that are interested possibly in going into ministry to know about the seminary and how they can get involved. Jim, how do they get in touch with you if people want to know about the seminary?
Okay, well, first of all, our website is www.schaefer.edu.
Okay.
And the contact person there is Beverly Penner, and the telephone number is 858-8639 for your questions. And if she has to call you back, she's registering a lot of people right now, so she may have to call you back. But she'd like for you to get registered this week.
And again, that's area code 505. So the phone number to Beverly, and she runs the office and everything, is 505-858-8639, www.schaefer.edu. Schaefer.edu is the website. You can find out about the current course offerings and those type of things. Tell us now about your method and how you teach and the objectives of the seminary, Jim.
All right. I'd like to start with the objectives and what brought the objective about. And I call that the empty pulpit syndrome. If you can imagine for a minute, those of you that come to Calvary Church here, Calvary of Albuquerque, that one day you woke up and Skip was no longer with us. God called him home. You'd have an empty pulpit up there. So the question is, do you have somebody that's coming up that can fill that pulpit within your church? And it was in so many situations across the country now, churches are finding themselves in a situation where they have an empty pulpit. Hoffentown happens to be a church whose senior pastor moved on about a year and a half ago. And so we're having, you know, since Hoffmantown is part of a larger association, we get guest pastors in fairly easy, but that's not the case for most churches across the country. So we have developed this approach of offering classes to students within churches, so that you have church oversight by the leadership of what somebody's learning within their church. And the purpose of that is to develop somebody as a successor or develop others to be successors within the church.
Well, that's really the biblical model, right? Because I know pastors all the time here that are junior pastors at Calvary Albuquerque are very frequently going out and planting churches all around the country and overseas. In fact, Cody Byrne just left. His dad is from Australia. And Cody just left to go plant a church in Australia after having lived in the United States most of his life.
That's really exciting, isn't it?
It really is. And a good excuse for mom and dad to go back to Australia and visit him, too.
Yeah.
And then we have a guest, Bert and Anitra Perez with Sacred Marriage Ministry that are on about every 5 or 6 weeks with us. And they do premarital and marital counseling. And their son just was planted by Copper Point Church in Maui.
Wow.
Now, I think I hear the audible voice of God, Jim, calling me go to Maui. What do you think?
Or that'll be between you and God.
That's
I can't
right.
really answer that.
So you are really trying to bring young people. Now, before they come to the seminary, do they have to have graduated from high school, and do they have to have a college degree, a normal college degree? Kind of what are the prerequisites for
okay.
them to get involved?
Well, okay, we offer master's degrees in biblical studies and a master of theology, and to get into the seminary in that those curriculums, you would have to have an undergraduate degree.
Okay.
But we're not limited to those particular curriculums. We have, you could actually take any of the classes that we offer by auditing the classes, if you like. And we also offer certificate classes. Those classes are the same classes as we offer for the degrees, although there might be some syllabus differences, which would have to be worked out with an instructor, but they can be used towards credit towards a degree if circumstances warrant.
Do you have kind of a mix of men and women taking the classes? Because I know more and more women are getting involved in various aspects of the ministry. For example, I know Lenya Heitzig, she runs the She Ministries at Calvary Albuquerque, which has really grown to be a very huge number of people. And Lenya, obviously, she's a great teacher. She's written a couple of books and started another ministry called Reload Love, which is very exciting. She's taking spent cartridges from areas of the world that are, these are, you know, bullets basically, and mm-hmm. they're making them into jewelry, and they're raising money to build play facilities and playgrounds for kids in war-torn areas. It's amazing stuff. So these are the kinds of people that you want to equip with what you're doing.
That's right. In fact, I have memory about a year or two ago, I went through a local class with Schaefer, and there was a young woman in that class, and she was actually in the Master's of Theology program, and she was preparing to teach children. And she had prepared some of the most interesting material I think I've ever heard for reaching children for the Lord. So the answer to that is yes.
Yes. Well, Jim, tell us a little bit more about the goals that you have. And we are rapidly, and I told you this would go really quickly, and we have about a minute left in this segment and then okay. about 8 minutes after that. So
all right.
Tell us a little bit more as you can.
Okay. Well, CTS is the goal is to prepare men and women to teach in an expository manner and to teach men and women to be able to develop their teaching plan by understanding what the scriptures are actually saying and giving an accurate presentation of God's word, whatever the circumstances might be. So that's our objective, kind of on a personal level.
Well, and then you have in your little outline here, you have a literal approach, meaning scripture is taught historically, grammatically, and contextually.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about what history includes, recorded history and pre-recorded history. And then you talk about how you study the Bible grammatically. And I don't have a clue how to understand Greek or Hebrew. It's all Greek to me.
Okay, are we going to pick that up afterwards?
Yeah, we'll pick that up in the next segment. So
okay.
Stay with us here on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Didn't know how to answer
over
that.
Over $3 million of beautiful estate jewelry will be on sale for one day only, Tuesday, September 10th, at John Thomas Jewelers. You can view this incredible collection of rare and unusual estate jewelry, including pieces from Elizabeth Taylor, Shirley Temple, and even Elvis Presley. These items from the 1800s to the present have been beautifully restored to their original condition, with prices starting at only $500. This one-day event will be held at John Thomas Jewelers in the Lewis University Building at 2440 Louisiana Boulevard.
This is Steve Ryman from the KNKT Business Relations Office. Did you know that according to Simmons Research, 72% of Christian radio listeners prefer to buy from a business that advertises on their radio station? 62% say they would shop more at a known business if it advertised on Christian radio. I'll introduce your company to the KNKT listening family. Our listeners make great customers. Email me now at advertise@knkt.com. That's advertise@knkt.com. And I'll show you that KNKT means business.
As you grow in your relationship with Jesus, it's normal to have questions.
God has given us His Holy Spirit living inside of us. He's given us the Word of God to direct us. And the combination of those two mean that God is in the business of answering questions.
You are not alone in your walk with Christ. God has made His very presence available to you.
So the question can never be, how can I get more of the Holy Spirit in my life? The question should be, how can the Holy Spirit get hold of more of my life?
We want to help you gain a biblical understanding of who the Holy Spirit is and how He works in our lives and in the church by sending you Power, a book by Chuck Smith with an introduction by Skip Heitzig. We'll send you Power when you give a suggested gift of $25 to help expand this Bible teaching outreach. We really want you to have a copy of Power, so give what you can today. To give online securely, visit connectwithskip.com/offer. That's connectwithskip.com/offer. Or call 800-922-1888.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
And welcome back into ABQ Connect. We are having a great conversation about Schaefer Theological Seminary here in Albuquerque, and one of their board members, Jim McGillivray, is in studio with us. Jim is serving right now as a treasurer. He's taken classes, and he just told us in our last segment that they are trying to equip men and women who want to go into the ministry and teach the Bible more effectively. And we started talking about expository teaching, which is a little bit different than topical teaching. Explain right. that, if you would, Jim.
Okay, well, first of all, both are good.
Yes.
If that's what the Spirit is leading an individual to do, is to teach expositorily, good. Or if topically, good. It's all good.
It's all good. As long as you're sharing the Word.
That's right. So our objective is to give students the tools to explain what the Bible means by what it says. That's expository teaching.
That sounds simple, but it's not always that easy, right?
No, but it is a simple concept, but it's not easy to do.
Right, because there's a lot to understand about the historical context. The grammar of the old ancient languages is quite a bit different than what we would now say in English.
That's true.
And understanding the whole process of how the translations were put together and so forth is, it's a fascinating study, but a lot of it is way over my head.
Well, you know, it's interesting you'd bring that up. We might start with the grammar since you made mention okay. of that. There are some things about Greek, for example. It has a tense called a perfect tense. There's not an equivalent tense in English, so you can't translate it exactly. So what it means is that the teacher needs to bring out when he's teaching what is being taught by a particular tense. For grace, you have been saved, for example, is the have been saved is a perfect tense. It expresses something that happened in the past, but the results continue into the future, and they don't stop. So you can see that if you just said that you had been saved, that talks about an event, but it doesn't talk about the results of that event. So that just gives you an example of why studying the grammar is important. Historically speaking, of course, what was written in the Scripture was guided by the Holy Spirit. And so you have recorded history, and a lot of good history has been written by men apart from God. But the best history has been written by God through men. And that happens to be before recorded history and after recorded history. And one of the most important things I think about understanding history is that God had a different historical plan for the nation of Israel than it had for the rest of the world, for the church, as a matter of fact. more specifically. And it's really helpful to be able to study the scriptures and understand what God's plan is for the church versus his plan for Israel. It helps to clarify a lot of issues. And then expository teaching requires a contextual approach. And if you're studying, for example, if you're going to teach just a passage out of an epistle, you probably should understand the entire epistle. But on the other hand, if you're studying something or you're teaching something out of the Gospel of John, you may be able to just teach out of the immediate context, or you may want a little broader context, or you may even want to go to one of his epistles to understand the way he communicated better. And then if you want to develop a doctrine which takes everything in Scripture together that has to bear on a certain subject, then the entire text is the context that you want to pull together.
Well, there's a lot to it.
There is.
Tell us a little bit about how distance learning works and what are the components that you're trying to accomplish as your objectives.
Okay, well, once a person is registered for the class, they get an email ahead of every class, a day or two ahead of the class, and then an hour before the class, and they join the class on the internet just like you do through going to meeting or something of that nature.
Uh-huh.
And you join the class along with other students, and you can interact. And the teacher leads the class. And the class can include people from all over the country, and all over the world, actually. And we have that experience, actually, where we have students that are from different countries as well as all over the nation at the same time taking classes.
How much do the cultures of the different people affect the way they learn? Is that quite a bit different? Like, I'm sure, for example, just in New Mexico alone, you might have some Native American students, and you might have some Hispanic students, and you might have some Black students. Is it difficult to communicate with the students differently based on where they come from?
It seems like the classes that we've had, you know, here in New Mexico is a pretty good example, even with the classes we've had in rooms and, you know, locally. We've had people from different cultures, and I don't know how God works that out, but it seems like people kind of get on the same path together.
Well, I know those. I know you have some older students.
I'm 78.
Oh, there you go. So we have a 78-year-old, but you also have a lot of young students. And I think that people that do things online that are under, say, 35 years old, that's just second nature to them now. It's just like what we used to do in the, you know, classroom, sitting at that little desk that didn't fit you very well.
Well, you know, I have to say, as one of the older guys, that's one of the things I enjoy about distance learning, is having the opportunity to be in a class with people of different ages and from different parts of the world and country. So,
Jim, the primary degree programs you have are really graduate degrees.
Those are the primary degrees. We have a Master's of Biblical Studies.
Okay.
A Master's of Theology. But we also have these certificate programs where you can take the same courses towards those, and you can use them towards the degrees if you want, if you would like to.
Okay.
Okay. And then we have, you can audit the classes as well. And then in addition to that, we have self-paced classes. This is all on our website.
And give us that website one more time.
Okay, www.chafer.edu.
.edu. And Beverly Penner is the office person that you can call at 505-858-8639.
Thank you.
I think that I'm always fascinated with how quickly stuff like this goes, because there's 100 classes we need to talk about. People are going to have to go online, And we just appreciate you being in studio with us today, Jim McGillivray. And I appreciate you being here and talking about it. We'll have you back on again to talk a little bit more. And maybe we need to get some students also.
Well, that's a great idea.
And talk with them a little bit.
Okay, we can do that.
Thanks for joining us here on our first segment of ABQ Connect. We'll have Holly Slade joining us here in their second segment with Feed New Mexico Kids. They're excited to announce a new location for their ministry, and we're going to talk to Holly right after these messages. Stay with us.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
And we're back in studio visiting with Elaine Ramos from Ramos Real Estate. And Elaine, first, thanks for coming back in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We've been hearing on the air one of your commercials that's running, and you've really done, well, you do such a great job to help people get into the home of their dreams. But between now and the end of the year, you came up with an idea that's going to make it even easier.
Yeah, that's right. It's my fifth year anniversary as qualifying broker of my brokerage, Ramos Real Estate, and I thought, how can I celebrate? Sometimes you can have a party, but I thought, no, I'd rather give back to my clients, and sometimes I give back through carpet cleaning or something like that, but no, I thought, money.
Okay.
Money speaks, and I would love to help my clients out by giving them a $500 credit, which is real money, towards closing costs and prepaids from now to the end of the year.
Well, and then I know you were telling me that you were talking to someone else on your team, Eleanor, about what you were doing.
Yes.
And Eleanor thought it was a great idea.
Yes, Eleanor jumped on the idea. She loved it, and she wanted to participate.
Thank you for allowing me to be here and celebrate with Elaine her 5 years as a qualifying broker and owning her own company. I'm super excited to partner with her on this special, which is I am, in addition to the $500 that she's going to contribute, I will contribute another $500, which will come right off of your closing costs. Together, that special to you is $1,000 off closing costs. And we are super honored and excited to give back to the community and help people accomplish the dream of home ownership.
And let me say right now, for those that are doing the, you know, well, come on. No, it's $1,000. It's real money. It's going to make a real difference in the purchase of a new home. So, Elaine, those that are excited about it and they want to contact you and find out how to make this happen, how do they do that?
They can call me at 505-379-6845 or go to my website, RamosRealEstateNM.com.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
Dom has been my property manager. He provided me with renters, and I trust Dominic's judgment, and I have not been disappointed at all. I would say that Dom Garcia is a highly reputable person. He has provided me with services to my expectations and beyond. He is a marvelous manager, a very nice person, and he considers not only me as the owner of a property to be rented, but the renters. I appreciate what he does for everyone.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Holly Slade with Feed New Mexico Kids and Dave Slade and Associates is joining me now this afternoon here in our second half hour to talk about some exciting stuff happening with Feed New Mexico Kids. And Holly, I've got to, before we talk about that, again, I want to restate that I had no idea that we had so many children in New Mexico that weren't getting three squares a day.
Yes, we do.
It's a staggering number of people. And your specialty is to take care of young people on the weekends because they have programs to feed them in the schools.
Right.
And is it correct that they get a breakfast and they get a noon and sometimes a dinner? Is that
Depends on where they go to school. Dinner is not typical.
No.
Dinner is the exception. And so there are a few schools where the kids are provided dinner. There are a few schools where they're provided an energy booster snack. But there's also, even if a child attends a school that offers breakfast and lunch, when you're homeless, it's really hard to get someplace on time if you're relying on the city bus schedule. So the kids that are living in motels are very often late to school. They arrive after the Title I breakfast is served. We have kids that are bused in from Tahajali Reservation. It's a 2-hour bus ride.
Wow.
And by the time they arrive, it's usually late, and they've usually missed the breakfast. And then there's just life happens. When you're living with very little margin, anything can throw your morning off. So I was speaking with a counselor at one of the schools the other day, and a little girl's family was in a car accident on their way to school. But because there's no margin, those parents have to get to work. So that little girl came to school with blood still on her shirt from the car accident.
Oh, goodness.
And so, you know, when you have to just sort of imagine that we're in a marginless situation, and so any little thing can throw something off. And when the schedule is thrown off, very often a meal is missed.
Well, and you guys are standing in the gap, so congratulations. And when you were here last, which was 2-3 weeks ago, you talked about having up to that date delivered about 45,000 tons.
45,000 pounds, which divide that by 2,000. So where we are right now is just over 26 tons.
So you're just over 26 tons. But now you have a great new place to put all these meals together. Tell us about that.
We have a space now where people can come and donate food. Tomorrow, actually, we're having an open house. So it's not an office that's open, you know, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, that type of thing. It's open when we're there packing food. So tomorrow we're going to be there Wednesday, August 21st, between 11 and 1 p.m. If people want to bring us a can of flip-top ravioli or some single-serve pudding cups or some single-serve mac and cheese, we would love to give them a piece of Dion's pizza and say thank you. And, you know, they can use their lunch hour to do that. That's the whole idea behind providing lunch, is that they can swing by a store, grab something for somebody else's lunch, and we'll give them lunch. It's just our way of saying thank you to the community. Thank you to the staff at Calvary of Albuquerque. Thank you to People of Legacy and Faith Lutheran for everything that they have done to participate in the program. So we launched this year, and we're packing our snack packs. Our snack packs are... they're individual food items that are nutritious, they're single serve, and they're non-microwavable. So it's a very specific grocery list. We're not looking for spaghetti, ragu sauce, any of those kind of typical food pantry foods. That's not what we use. Our food has to be able to be opened and eaten by a child. We pack it in a Ziploc bag, we give them a spoon and a napkin, and they open and eat when maybe they're overseeing adults either can't provide for them or aren't paying enough attention to provide for them.
And the open house is tomorrow from 11 to 1. It's right next to the Z storage facility. Yep.
It's a tricky little location.
And it's 4580 Lincoln Road Northeast.
Right. And I tell people if they want to make it easy, they put in the Shoebox Shoe Store in their GPS.
Okay.
And it'll take them right to the location. It's on the Pan American Frontage Road, just north of Jefferson, so very close to Calvary Osuna, just on the other side of I-25.
Very good. And everybody's welcome. You want to have them come by and see what you do, because
yeah.
You're packing all of this food that comes in. You guys are putting it in baggies, and you're separating it and doing all kinds of work. Tons of volunteers involved.
Yes.
And you need not only food donated, but you need volunteers, right?
We have so many volunteers right now, just an amazing team of people. And what we have is volunteers that are willing to do more than we have food. And we also have schools that need more than we have food. So we have both ends of that equation really, really full. You know, the need is great and the volunteer energy is great. And what we're missing is the middle of the equation. We need food or donated funds. And people can go on www.feednmkids.com if they want to make a financial donation instead of popping by a store.
Absolutely. Let's go to the food items again and talk about the things that you need most of all. I mean, a lot of people are going to go by and buy pudding cups and different things, which you have more of those than you have protein items, right?
Right. Our protein items always run low. So beef ravioli and flavored tuna pouches are what we run low on. And ironically, we actually run low on the pudding cups and single serve mac and cheese. I would say those four items, you can never go wrong. We are almost always low on those. We do pretty well with granola bars and those type of things because they come in such enormous packages. If somebody goes to the big box store and they buy, you know, a box of granola bars, there's 48 or 96 granola bars in that box, depending on what they buy. If they buy ravioli, they're probably buying 12 cans if they're at a big box store, or they're buying 4 cans if they're going to a normal grocery store. And a can of ravioli is $1, and so obviously it takes more money to get the ravioli stocked. But we really try and have the snack packs balanced nutritionally because, again, this is what a child's going to eat Saturday and Sunday. So we can't just fill it full of a whole bunch of carbohydrates and sweet stuff. We've got to pack as much protein in there. So we do sleeves of nuts, sleeves of trail mix. We ask for protein bars, not just granola bars, but protein bars. If you can read the protein content on some of this food, that's what we're looking for. We do put some belly fillers in there like ramen and cup of soup. When we have cup of soup, we do the granola bars, but we do cheese, you know, those little cheese crackers that come in a sleeve of six. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And peanut butter crackers as well. And so, you know, we try and get as much protein in these packets as possible. We do an applesauce squeeze, and we like the squeezes better than those cellophane covered cups because a kid is putting this in their backpack. And if they squish it just wrong, those cellophane cups can leak. So we really like those, you know, go-go squeezes or whatever brand, you know, the applesauce comes in that's in a squeeze pouch, almost like you would give a baby, except it's just applesauce.
Do you do yogurts like the yogurts or anything like
that? No, we don't.
Because it's perishable? Is that why it has to be refrigerated?
We stay non-perishable.
Okay.
Non-perishable, single-serve, nutritious.
And again, you know, not trying to create a big headache for people to go shopping, but what we really need you to do is to stop at your grocery store, go to Costco, go to Sam's, go mm-hmm. to Walmart, wherever you want to go, and buy some tuna fish packages. Now, not the ones that are in the cans.
No, the pouches.
The pouches. And a child can just rip those open. They're really fancy now. They have all kinds of flavors. And they're pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
And they're very good for you. But then, you know, packages of peanut butter crackers, cheese crackers, mm-hmm. those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And as you already mentioned, protein bars, they come in, you know, anywhere probably from a dozen to two dozen quantity.
Right. And really what I tell people is, you know, you're going to the grocery store on a regular basis anyway, or you're grocery shopping somehow regularly anyway. If you shop and get your food on Amazon, awesome. Could you order a little extra? If you go to whatever grocery store you go to, it doesn't matter. I have a neighbor. She loves to coupon hunt, and she does not like to drive far. She goes only to CVS and Walgreens. And you cannot believe the things on our list that you can get from CVS and Walgreens. And the other thing is the dollar store. The dollar store has a bunch of stuff too. So, but you're buying food for your household anyway. If you could just buy something for Feed New Mexico Kids, anything helps.
Well, we're going to be back with more from Holly Slade and Feed New Mexico Kids. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
If you believe God has called you to lead worship in any musical capacity, we want to see you at our next Battle Drums auditions on August 31st. Battle Drums Worship Ministry is looking for gifted musicians and vocalists who are interested in serving the Lord through their musical giftings and joining the worship community at Calvary Church for all our Calvary campuses. Please go to BattleDrumsMusic.com for more information and apply now. That's BattleDrumsMusic.com. The last day to register is August 24th. We hope to see you there.
This Hope Christian School update presented by Dream Style Remodeling. For 37 seasons, Coach Jim Murphy has been on the bench for a Hope Christian School Husky Boys basketball team. The result? 16 state championships and a record number of 800 career wins. The New Mexico Sports Hall of Fame will be inducting Coach Murphy at their upcoming banquet. Dream Style Remodeling makes the celebration of the impact, career, and incredible legacy of Coach Jim Murphy and the Hope Huskies. Look for banquet details at HopeChristianSchool.org.
Take your knowledge
knowledge of Scripture to a whole new level with online classes from Veritas International University, featuring curriculum from The Bible from 30,000 Feet, the renowned book and teaching series by Dr. Skip Heitzik of Calvary Church. Learn more about the Bible on your schedule and work toward a certificate or fully accredited degree that will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. For a complete list of classes and to enroll, visit CalvaryABQ.college. That's CalvaryABQ.college.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible, verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzik, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly Slade in studio with me this afternoon here in our second segment. And Feed New Mexico Kids is a ministry that Holly founded, and she works very diligently in between selling Albuquerque houses with Dave Slade and Associates. Holly, you and your husband have been great supporters of KNKT, and we want to encourage people as much as we can to really support this ministry. So what are the obstacles to getting people to help you get more food?
I think what it is, Jim, is people really getting it into their conscious memory. I hear from people all the time, oh, I forgot. Oh, I forgot. Oh, I forgot. And I just want to hammer home, you know, we wouldn't forget to go grocery shopping for ourselves if we had no food in our refrigerator or our pantry. And so if people can just remember, whenever you shop for food, you're buying something for Feed New Mexico Kids. So some people have decided to do a percentage of their grocery bill. So if you're running in and you're going to spend 10 bucks, then spend $1, buy a can of beef ravioli. Boom, easy, done. If you're going to go in and spend 100 bucks, spend $10 buying something else for someone else. If you can attach it to something that you do regularly instead of thinking every now and then you'll give something, and it doesn't have to be that you go and fill up your trunk, you know, for Feed New Mexico Kids. It's just pick a portion that, you know, is comfortable for your family and your family budget. I mean, other people may want to stretch. They may want to get out of that comfort zone and really make it a sacrifice. That's a personal choice. But I think that people, if they could just get it ingrained in their minds, if I am at a grocery store buying something for my family, I am buying something for a hungry child in my community, because New Mexico leads the nation in childhood hunger. We don't see it like you would on the streets of Calcutta, but we lead the nation in childhood hunger. One out of every four children in New Mexico is living in a food insecure household. One out of every four. And so if you could see that on the streets, it would be in your consciousness.
Yeah, 25% is just a staggering number of people that are not having consistent meals to eat.
And these are children.
Yes.
These are children. So, you know, when people say, oh, well, you know, homelessness is a choice, this and that is a choice. Not for a child.
No.
What
absolutely.
Third grader said, hey, you know, I think I'd rather be homeless. I mean, some adults, because of opioids and because of other, you know, situations, and sometimes mental illness, and sometimes just, you know, interesting stuff in their lives, PTSD. I mean, there are adults that choose homelessness. I cannot imagine a child choosing homelessness. And we have one of the schools called us 2 days ago, and the counselor had 103 different severely hungry, her words, severely hungry, very skinny children in the nurse's office and counselor's office. Teachers were sending them in because the kids couldn't focus. They couldn't concentrate. Some of the kids were dizzy, headaches, stomach aches. Sure enough, they took them into the counselor's office. Teachers pooled their money at this school, sent one of them out, Walmart, Costco, everywhere, and the teachers bought food. Well, the teachers are not paid enough to sustain 100 children week after week. But if the community of Albuquerque bands together, we can support not only those 100 with a little bit of food, but many, many more. But it really is going to take everyone participating, not people saying, well, you know, I'm excused from participating because of this, that, or the other thing. I just think, what would we say if Jesus were to be here physically embodied? And really, what would you say to Jesus about why you wouldn't spend $1 on a regular basis to feed a hungry child in your own community?
So you go to a grocery store, hopefully soon after listening to this program, and you buy some food. You've made it pretty convenient for people to drop off many, many locations
Yes.
throughout Albuquerque. Tell us about those.
So any APD substation, you can drop food. We pick up there regularly. You can drop food at Legacy Church Monday through Friday during business hours, which is down there off of Central and Coors. You can drop food Monday through Friday here at the Calvary Osuna campus, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. You can go up to Faith Lutheran Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and drop up there. But really, those APD substations are so convenient. Almost everybody lives close to an APD substation. That's the whole point.
I wanted to mention to you that I was at Legacy Church Saturday a week ago, the one on Wyoming and Montgomery. And they played this really cool, like, commercial before the service started for you guys. I mean, it was really powerful.
Yeah.
So what a neat thing that they've put together for you there.
They have, and they've been amazing partners. They have adopted 6 schools that they serve, including a school up in Rio Rancho because they have a Rio Rancho campus. And Faith Lutheran has just adopted 2 schools. And, you know, we're trying to cobble together the support for the other schools. And just to put this in perspective for people, there's 141 APS schools. We're about to serve 12, okay,
wow,
out of the general. So that's what 26 tons of food does when you're talking about weekly.
So, Holly, how do the other churches get involved? How do the other people mobilize their youth group or their women's group or their men's group to help you?
They get in touch with us, and they can go on our website and get in touch with us through the web, And I'll give people my cell phone at this point. You know, it's 505-991-4336. They can text me. They can call me. We will get them connected. We'll get them the official artwork. We will get them our letters to the community. If they want help adopting a school, we'll tell them the school in their radius that has need. Some churches, you know, will say, well, we don't necessarily need a school in our radius. Just tell us where the most needy school is. And that's a beautiful thing, because very often the most needy schools are in communities where the community church doesn't even have enough to give to that school. You know, there's a middle school down on the very south end of town, before you leave the Albuquerque city proper. And there's just not enough extra in that community and not enough population to help those kids over the weekend. So we have volunteers that drive the food down there every week.
Nice. I mean, that's what an amazing ministry. So again, let's talk about the website again. Let's talk about the phone number. You've got a number at Calvary Albuquerque also, don't you? Or can people call there?
They can. They can call 338-FNMK for Feed New Mexico Kids.
Okay.
338-F as in Feed New Mexico Kids.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. And then the website one more time.
www.feednmkids.
And we're looking for people that want to make food donations. And if you get financial donations, that's great too, but you're going to go shop for the items that you're normally
food.
Short on, right?
Yes. Yes. And the financial donations really do help because food comes in unequal amounts.
Right.
You know, you'll have, you know, piles of granola bars and piles of ramen. And, you know, we run out of beef ravioli all the time. And so what the financial donations are used for is to shop for those items that we're out of so that we can create more snack packs. If we don't have enough protein, we can't create snack packs because, you know, then you're sending a child into another situation.
I'm envisioning in my head when I go to Costco some of the things that are available in packages that might be nuts.
So Costco has nuts and they have the fruit squeezes, but it's Sam's Club that has the ravioli. Sam's Club has everything except tuna pouches.
Okay.
And so when we shop, that's where we go. Costco has some of the things. It has the nuts, it has the trail mix, it has the applesauce. And then of course, Target, Walmart, Albertsons, Smith's, CVS, Walgreens, they all have parts and pieces of everything else.
And tuna packs included, right?
Tuna packs, yep. You can get tuna packs at Target even or any grocery store. And then ironically, at Walmart and CVS, if that's more convenient for somebody, they have these little tuna salad kits that have a little bit of mayonnaise and relish and a few crackers in them. So it's not as much protein, but it's still a nice little treat for the kids because it comes with its own little crackers.
So we get a bunch of food in. It's going to go to your new location, which is at 4580 Lincoln Road Northeast. You're going to have an open house tomorrow from 11 to 1, so 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Chance for people to come by, have a little bit bite to eat, watch what you guys are doing and putting packages together.
Yep.
How does the food get out to the kids after you guys put it together?
Our volunteers take it to the schools that have been selected. And at the school, each school is a little different. Some schools have a family liaison. Some schools, it's a school counselor. Some schools, it's the nurse's office. And others, it's the principal. So they have it in their office because they know their own student body. They know which of the children have this really food insecure situation over the weekend. And so generally, Friday afternoon when the bell rings, the kids know to scoot through their office real fast. It's in a Ziploc bag. It just goes bing in their backpack and on the bus they go.
Holly, I'm impressed that this is being done by a group of Christians. However, your ties to faith or anything else have no bearing on who is served. You are working very closely with the Albuquerque Public Schools. You're working very closely with children, youth, and families and other organizations that have kids that need care and help, right? Mm-hmm.
We also partner with the Albuquerque Police Force because even though they collect food for us, in turn we give them snack packs because they are going on calls where they encounter children in desperate situations or, you know, hungry situations, food insecure situations. And so their officers will take our snack packs with them and hand them out to the public as well.
Very nice. And again, tell us the drop-off points again. All Albuquerque police stations.
Mm-hmm.
Calvary of Albuquerque, Legacy Church, all
right.
Campuses of Legacy
Church? No, no. Same with Calvary Albuquerque. So they can drop at the Central and Coors location during regular business hours, or of course, if they attend there, take
it
before you go to church. Same with Calvary, only the Osuna campus during business hours, Monday through Friday, or before you come into a service. Now, all campuses collect before their services. So on Saturday and Sunday, you've got the Legacy East Side campus, their Rio Rancho campus, and then for Calvary, you've got the West Side campus, the Santa Fe campus, the Knob Hill campus, and then also Faith Lutheran up off of Spain and Eubank if you're up there in the Northeast Heights, and that's most convenient for you.
So Holly Slade, well-known realtor here in the community, and I think I'm going to make an appeal to your compadres on the real estate side. There's a bunch of realtors. What do we have, 700 or 800 realtors in town?
Oh, no, we have way more than that.
We have more than that?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm way underestimating. So that's even better because we need every one of those realtors to go out, do a little grocery shopping, stop by and drop off these donations to Feed New Mexico Kids. It's really not a difficult equation. We're not talking about a huge financial donation, although you're not going to be opposed if somebody does make a
donation. I would welcome that. Thank you.
And you have a board that oversees all of this. You have a servant's heart, and you're working and doing all kinds of things. So, Holly, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks so much, Jim. I sure appreciate your partnership.
Feed New Mexico Kids, 11 to 1 tomorrow. Go visit them.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.